27 of the 30 people killed in Wednesday's helicopter crash in Iraq had been deployed from a Marine Corps base in Kaneohe, Hawaii. Families across the country are still being notified. And in Hawaii, not just Marines, but locals there are reeling from the news. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has this report.
At the Marine Corps base, Lieutenant Colonel Owen Lovejoy made his sad announcement at a statue honoring fallen soldiers.
It's particularly fitting that we talk to you at this particular place today in the shadow of the Pacific War Memorial, remembering the Battle of Iwo Jima, where uncommon valor was a common virtue. As you know, there was a helicopter crash yesterday. Everyone on board was lost.
Lovejoy told reporters that all the Marines from the base had been veterans of the U.S. assault on the Iraqi city of Fallujah in October. They stayed on in that country, he said, for a special mission this weekend.
1st Battalion, 3rd Marines is back doing their job today. You know, it doesn't stop for them. They're making sure that the elections that go off on Sunday.
Lovejoy's wife, Trudy, heads a volunteer group to help military families who live on the base and the neighboring beachside communities. She talked about how they're coping.
I've received so many phone calls today. People asking if they can help with child care, meals, and all of that kind of thing. So our hearts just go out to the families, but I want you to know that the Marine Corps takes care of its own, and we're doing everything we can on this end.
To get an idea of the camaraderie and closeness of people living in this Pacific paradise, you only have to visit the Creekside Lounge in Kailua, not far from the Marine base. Bartenders here use bottle openers that play the Marine Corps hymn. On the walls, there are photos of Marines active and retired. The bar gets a phone call every Sunday from one of the military police in Iraq who used to frequent the bar. Owner Sean Garlop says this is where new recruits mingle to hear stories from the old dogs who battled in Desert Storm or Vietnam. This week, though, Garlop got bad news from a local news reporter.
He called me. He said, "Sean, they're all the Marines from the base." I said, "How many?" He goes, "All of them, except one was a Navy boy from Pearl Harbor." The bartender muted the music, and everybody looked at me, and they go, "Sean, what happened?" And I said, "Those are all our boys that just died." And they said, "All of them?" I said, "All of them."
Garlop says she bought a round of drinks for everyone in the bar. They toasted, then spent 4 minutes praying for their comrades.
You look at them, and they're young, so full of life, and they're doing it for us. So we can have our freedom. We can fly our flag, and then we lose them.
Michael Heinbaugh is a regular at the Creekside Lounge. A few months ago, he finished his duty with the Marines after 10 years, having flown the same type of Super Stallion helicopter the fallen Marines were on when they went down. He says it's difficult to fly the bus-sized chopper in any condition, much less a sandstorm. Heinbaugh says most folks in this community support the military, though not necessarily the mission in Iraq.
I'm glad that we went there and helped out that country, but there's too many people dying and there's not enough support from their country, and I don't see us looking at a way out. I think we need to stop letting our troops die. Somebody needs to come up with a better plan or pull our guys out, you know, and admit they made a mistake.
As officials notify the families of the fallen Marines, the communities around the base are planning to memorialize them. The tributes have already begun on the airwaves. Yesterday, radio DJ Dave Lawrence honored the troops during his show on rock station 105.9, The Big Kahuna.
We lost a whole lot of people yesterday in Iraq, and as usual, I remind you, if you're in the military, a veteran or family member, I appreciate your great sacrifice, and I'm grateful that you protect my family and I. Big mahalo, thinking about you guys today.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Honolulu, Hawaii.